Verizon, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The Truth, 91.7.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here every day on Let's Face the Issues. We're talking about an issue today that I believe should draw the attention of every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, every citizen in America today. We're witnessing today perhaps something that multitudes under 50 years of age have never thought about, never studied properly. Most of those that voted for example, most of those that voted for Mondami in New York City as their new socialist, communist, Marxist, Islamic mayor, most of those that voted for him have college degrees in their hands, but they have gone to the colleges and universities where the socialist, Marxist, communist professors have taught them to hate America, to hate capitalism, to hate anything that's called Christianity or anything that would lead to a society that would honor God. That's the end result that we have witnessed with the election of Zohran Mandami as the new mayor of New York City. And I don't know if you've paid any attention, I pray that you have, paid any attention to Mandami's inaugural address. He had two inaugural addresses, by the way. And each one, if you look at it very carefully, and I pulled them up, printed them out, read them, and all of the excerpts examined from those statements, and I find it absolutely frightening. Let me say that again. Frightening to see the potentiality and the possibility and the reality of one being elected in a city of 8.5 million people called New York City, viewed as the world's by the world's eye as being the money capital of America, and all that we call the operation of the major system called governance in our nation, out of the city of New York, New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm calling today's broadcast the issue, communism versus capitalism. Communism versus capitalism. And it's a real issue. By the way, just for a little preliminary footnote, communism, socialism, was first, may I just simply call it socialism, was first tried in the first century church. You studied the book of Acts, the fifth chapter, perhaps most of the chapter, not looking at it, but I recall that. You find where the individuals, some worked, some did not. They brought everything before the feet of the pastors, the preachers, and they divided it. It was discovered, I'm giving you a fast thumbnail sketch, it was discovered that those that sat and did nothing still received the same food, clothing, and shelter, if you will, that the others that were laboring to produce the products. Ultimately, the latter portion of the first century church, we find the Apostle Paul speaking. He said, if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. But yet we're finding today the socialist, Marxist, communist, Islamic, jihadist mayor of New York City, according to his own words, he is planning to introduce and force communism on the city of New York. That's where we're going today. Love to hear from you if you've got different opinions, if you believe that socialism, communism is okay, if you believe that should displace capitalism and the society of freedom that we have in America today. If you believe that, then may I just simply, with a very little poignant footnote, say that you've not studied history. You do not know, realize what's happened over the past 100, 150 years in socialism, communism, Marxism, as it's been tried by a major communist leader after communist leader, Karl Marx and Mao and others, Lenin, to name just a few. And even today, where socialism is attempted in places like North Korea and Cuba and China, et cetera, and what the results are. So I want us to talk through that today, and I'd love to hear from you. After a brief monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines and invite you to call in. Join in the dialogue and discussion. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. But ladies and gentlemen, let me simply say this. Before we get into the meat of the conversation today and open our lines and invite you to call in, let me tell you once again, as I do each and every day on the opening monologue of this broadcast, what we say, what we do, what we present, I believe, is from a central biblicist worldview. What does the Word of God say? What does the Word of God tell us? How should we act? How should we live? How should we respond based on the Word of God? Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 8:31 and 32. Then in John 14:6, Jesus himself says, "I am truth." John 17:17, the scripture says, "Thy word is truth." It's a declaratory statement about the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says, "The word of the Lord is true." True. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, it is truth that we need to stand on today. Nothing more, nothing less. When it comes down to truth, we have multitudes that want to differ on truth, want to try to bifurcate truth. And I've said many, many times down through the years, I have truth as a whole lie. We need to recognize truth and not deviate from it, try to bifurcate it, or change it, or in any way subtract from it. Truth is truth. And yet we're finding today, though stepping on the scenes, whether it is the political realm, social realm, even in the religious realm, we find those stepping in onto the scene that's denying truth, wanting to bifurcate truth. I go to a statement by former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. In part, Jim DeMint said this: "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity." End quote. And further, he says this: "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." Ladies and gentlemen, a whole segment of society today, including the segment of society that voted for Zohan Mandami and put him in office as mayor of New York City. Multitudes of those fall into the category of 18 to 35-year-old age group, called the millennials. And I'm looking at a headline that says, "Most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth." 55% say that each person determines their own version of truth. Truth is truth. You can't have a version of truth. You can't have a version of what is real and what is not real, and it be truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my challenge each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for a Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The staff at Tools for a Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Perhaps you say, how do I find Tools for a Time? It's located. Tools for a Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road, right in the Mandarin area. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier on the campus of Tools for a Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag at the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, would you rather have capitalism or communism? Now listen, there's a whole group of terms being used today to avoid the cold hard fact of communism and what communism really is and what it is not. Some are calling it socialism. Others are calling it, as Zohan Mandami now, he's calling it collectivism. Well, collectivism is a term that's hidden and buried into the larger picture of communism and socialism. Listen. Socialism is simply communism without the guns. Understand what I'm saying. Socialism is that which people are blindly led into, believing that it's going to lead to a utopian life, and when that is discovered to not be real, and there's any rebuttal, rejection, or refusal, then the weapons come out, as in cases in history past, in the past 150 years, where about 100 million people have died as a result of forced socialism, i.e. communism. We're going to talk about that today. I want to know how you feel. What do you where are your thoughts? What do you think was going to take place in the city of New York as a result of Zohan Mandami going into office as the present mayor in New York City? Ladies and gentlemen, today across America, I believe a discussion ought to be had. Multitudes are having the discussion. I believe discussion ought to be had now what is taking place in New York City with the Islamic jihadist communist that has just been sworn in as the mayor of 8.5 million population city. His speech, ladies and gentlemen, his inaugural speech and his public announcements are beyond frightening to me. They're staggering words that he's made a statement in relationship to what his intents are, what he's doing, and what he intends to do in relationship to socialism, collectivism, and communism in the city of New York. Now let me just give you a truncated overview. If he carries out his plans, you'll find a major, major, major implosion of rental property, apartments, homes, condos, etc., etc., in New York City. When that was tried under Bill de Blasio, the other communist that was in office, they tried to put in rent controls. There's still a lot of rent controls that's surreptitiously taking place in the city. But as a result of rent controls under de Blasio, multitudes of property owners with high-rise apartment buildings, because the cost of maintenance and upkeep was climbing each year because of age and repairs needed, it did not offset it, could not offset it with the rent roll because of the lockdown on what a apartment owner, landlord could charge for rent. And that's about to be instituted in the city of New York. I suspect that we're going to see in the next 6 to 12 months multitudes of those property owners fleeing New York City. Do you realize what happened under de Blasio and that era? Do you know what had taken place when they put the rent control zone? Apartment owners, the landlords, could not pay their bills, could not pay for the maintenance and upkeep, and pay their payments on their loans with the rent that they were allowed to charge and collect from the citizens. Multitudes of them simply walked away, let the property go into foreclosure, rather than trying to keep peddling pedal of water and not getting ahead. I predict that that's exactly where New York City is headed under Zohan Mandami. In fact, the woman that the first one of his first appointments, a white female, the Department of Housing in New York City. And on her Facebook and other social media, just a few days ago, before it was washed, she said that white people are the cause of the problem, and that white landlords must cease. The idea is, she says, that somehow, some way, if you're white, you ought not to be a capitalist. If you're white, you ought not to own anything. And she's a white woman. But she is a total communist, according to what little I've been able to glean from her background in the past. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what's happening. And here's my concern. Here's my grief, if you will. These are my thoughts. If that can happen in the largest city in America, what can be the future of other cities across our nation? We're already witnessing today where the Islamic jihadists are taking over city after city, community after community. We've already witnessed what is taking place with the mega, mega, multi-billion dollar, perhaps into the trillions when the facts are known, of the fraud that's taking place in Minnesota and other parts of our nation. In fact, I believe it's Elon Musk that said he had discovered in Doge that cities, I mean states like California, et cetera, and he named several others across America, are just as guilty as Minnesota with the fraud. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, there seems to be no ire, there seems to be no anger, there seems to be no concern when it comes to socialists, Marxists, communists, Democrats that's in office. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, the announcement is beyond frightening what he this new mayor in New York is talking about today, Mondami. His executive orders first. Listen, his first executive order. I don't know if you heard it or not. I have not heard it on the news. I read it online in the research. Do you realize by executive order, he has changed the name of Fifth Avenue to Barack Hussein Obama Avenue? Fifth Avenue is no longer Fifth Avenue. It's Barack Hussein Obama Avenue. Ladies and gentlemen, that should give you a good indication as to where this young man is going. This should give you a good indication of his mindset and his focus. That should give you a good indication when you realize that AOC and Bernie Sanders did some of the inaugural introductions and speeches for him, introducing him as the new mayor. Ladies and gentlemen, this one that I just spoke of, that is now the head of housing in New York City, says it is white supremacy that's the whole problem with housing in America. White supremacy. And the focus of this new mayor, 100%, is socialism. Remember, socialism, communism, is communism without guns. Socialism is on a volunteer basis, being egged on, promises made. Ultimately, when that doesn't work, and it doesn't, never has, and the mayor in New York's not going to change the trajectory of where it's going, it ends up with guns. That is forced collectivism. And he's talking about collectivism. He's talking about what he's going to do in relationship to it. Here's a headline. Mondami replaces rugged individualism with the warmth of collectivism. The article says he would replace rugged individualism with the warmth of collectivism. Mondami said we will replace the frigidity of rugged individualism with the warmth of collectivism. I welcome the change, he says, far too long. Those fluent in the good grammar of civility have deployed decorum to mask agendas of cruelty to the masses. He's setting the stage, ladies and gentlemen, as to where he's going. There's no question about his intent. There's no question about his philosophy in life. There's no question that he is, number one, an Islamic jihadist. No question, number two, that he is a socialist, communist, dictator mindset that is going to force this on the city. And we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll open our telephone lines. That number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. I tell you what, the millennials, the young people, they're going to reap what they sow, and it's so crazy. Number one, you hate Israel. Talking about free Palestine. There's no city, no state is Palestine. Mm-hmm. And number two, they are going to reap what they put this man in office in New York. They're going to reap it. They are going to reap what they sowed.
Well, one of the things that I'm praying will be a little break soon. I listened this morning, early morning news, I believe it was Fox, where they interviewed one of the city aldermen, It happened to be one of the females, one of the women that's on the board in the city. We call them city council here in Jacksonville. They call them aldermen there. And she said, "This young man does not know what he's talking about. He, and I'm going to paraphrase, he's not even dry behind the ears, still wet behind the ears. He's got all these lofty ideas of what he's going to enforce and make us do." She said, "I've got news for him. He's not going to make us do anything that he's talking about." But she's just one voice. I don't know how many aldermen they have in the city of New York, but she's just one voice. But he's made it very, very clear and started out with the pen of making things happen by executive order. Now, executive orders are good. But the good thing about executive orders when it's a bad leader is that they can be erased, wiped out, changed, eradicated with a new leader. But the problem that I see, Kenneth, with what is taking place in New York City is setting the stage, setting the example. And through the Islamic Jihadists, for example, they've already said in 2026, this year, that they'll have over 1,100 Islamics running for office, high office, low office, and middle range office across America. Just in the 2024 election, there was something like 73 running Islamic Jihadists running for office nationally, and I believe something like 50, 52 of them were elected. It wasn't just Mandami. It's not just Mandami. We're finding that taking place across America. And we see the greatest city, the largest city, the wealthiest city in America, the, if you please, the benchmark from the world, for the world, that's taken on making it a socialist, communist city. It frightens me to realize where the potentials are for the future in our nation. So I have to ask the question that demands the answer in each and every statement, each and every day on this broadcast. We see what's happening. So how should we then live? What should we do? What should we say? Should we just roll over and play dead? Should we say, okay, that's the future, and allow it to take place? I'm afraid not. I believe it's time, Kenneth, that Christians and pastors in particular stand up, speak up, be vocal. If we're going to be victorious in this nation in which we're living in, we need to be victorious. And the only way that's possible is to be the mouthpiece of God, to be the watchman on the wall, and warn of the dangers ahead. We can't sit in silence any longer. We can't sit and say that, well, that's politics, I'm not involved. Every Christian must recognize that God created three institutions. He created the home, He created government, and He created the church, and He did so in that order. So anything that we talk about in those three avenues, in those three categories, are biblical issues. And I think it's time the church of the Lord Jesus Christ stop sleeping. I believe it's time we stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. And it starts at the doorway of the churches. And I believe every Christian listening today need to poll your pastor silently, privately, that is. You need to ask him, how do you stand on what is happening in New York? Do you believe it's okay? What should we do? How should we respond? What's the biblical answer? And then go from there. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call. And my major, major emphasis today is to recognize that the day is short, when the dark days, the perilous times that the Bible speaks of, but we need to lift up our heads and recognize that our redemption draweth nigh. The more we see these things taking place, the closer the rapture is every day as we wake up and as we go to bed. It could be today. So thank you for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just listen to the words of the mayor, Zohran Mandami. Number one, beginning today, we will no longer have rugged individualism, but warm collectivism. Literally, he's saying, no longer, hear me, let's translate this into regular speech. No longer are we going to have capitalism in the capitalistic system, but we're going to have collectivism, we're going to have communism, we're going to introduce socialism. And that's what he's saying. You can use these words, collectivism, if you like. If you look at it and translate it, and I've gone online and done the research on each of these terms that he's using, and to have their deep, deep original roots in Marxism, Leninism, Maoism, etc., etc., etc. We need to recognize what he's saying is trying to, if you please, water down so it sounds, how would you say, good enough to embrace. I believe Mary's on the line. Mary, go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you for taking my call. I just had a comment and a little short question. I wanted to, I'm sure it's no surprise, but I heard somewhere yesterday that the mayor in New York City did take his oath on the Quran.
He did.
No surprise. Yes.
He did.
The other thing I just wanted to ask you to maybe talk about, some of the things that us as just the average people here and there, I know voting and talking and praying, but what can we do to help the situation that's happening in our country?
Mary, thank you for that question. It's a very good question. If you hang on, I can answer it. So if you have any dialogue and discussion on it, what we need to do as Christians is to wake up, come out of the closet, come out from under the bed, and speak up. Too many years, too long now, I'm going to just arbitrarily and capriciously say, the past 60 years, you've heard the dribble from most pulpits that politics is evil, it's wicked, it's dirty, and Christians ought not to be involved in it. Let's just talk about Jesus. Well, we need to talk about Jesus, but Jesus didn't avoid the political era. Jesus didn't avoid the political questions. He confronted it, rightly so. And you can go back to the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the major characters that we'll look at. They confronted the politicians. They confronted those that would bring about evil and wickedness in society that would destroy the Christian faith. And Mary, one of the major things that I'm concerned about, as we see socialism, collectivism, short speech, polite speech for communism, as we see that coming on, and the Islamic jihadism that's taking over in America, we're witnessing the ever-encroaching potentiality of destroying our freedom of speech and our religious liberties in America. Every time a socialist, Marxist, communist goes into office, like AOC and Ilhan Omar, etc., we're witnessing the diminishing of our religious liberties and our freedom of speech in America. So what should we do? We should be the watchman on the wall, Ezekiel chapter 3 and Ezekiel chapter 33. The watchman on the wall, speaking up, danger's coming, danger's coming. And may I say very boldly, and I don't say this to place any focus on me, but I say every Christian listening, if you're in a church where the pastor is cowardice and cannot speak the truth for what the Word of God says and compare that with what's happening in society and say what we must do as Christians, you need to find a church where the pastor's got a backbone and a spine that's willing to stand up for truth, willing to stand up for the whole written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God and not mamsy-pamsy around it. I believe it's time Christians, very short answer for your question, time for Christians to wake up, speak up, stand up, venture out into carrying out the task that God's called us to do, because our entire society of freedom of speech, religious liberties, and the potentiality for evangelism and reaching the world with the gospel is being shortened each and every day that we see these rogues coming into office to take the position of dominating leadership. But Mary, keep praying, keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. How should we respond? That was a good question that Mary had. I'm looking at part of Mandami's total speech. Title of this article is Warmth of Collectivism Comes to City Hall. And this article says, beginning today, we will govern expansively and audaciously. We will not always succeed, but never will we be accused of lacking the courage to try. End quote. Further, claiming representing all New York mayors, New Yorkers, the new mayor will work quickly to push through decisions unpopular for some and harmful at worst. Further, the article reads, Mandami promised to replace the frigidity of rugged individualism with the warmth of collectivism. Audacious collectivism. That's the Mandami's agenda. If you want to put it in young blood vernacular, his agenda is total socialistic communism led under the iron fist of an Islamic jihadist. That's where he's headed. First of all, this article says, first came a speech from the fellow Democrat socialist Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. In electing Mandami. New York has chosen prosperity for many over the spoils of a few. Most importantly, Zohan will be a mayor for all of us, she said. Further in the article, it states, then comes Bernie Sanders there to administer the oath of office to the new mayor. Sanders' speech congratulated Zohan for taking on some enormously wealthy oligarchs, defeating them in the biggest political upset in modern American history, end quote. So you see, those that are basically placing the stamp of approval on Mandami. Those that are the widest speaking ones that are the socialist, Marxist, communist that we would find in the House or the Senate. Be those two, AOC and Sanders, praising Mandami for his stand as a socialist, Marxist, communist with what he's wanting to introduce and to bring about in the city of New York. So, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Right after the news break, love to have you pick up the telephone, dial in. Let's talk about it. Love to hear your thoughts on it. Hang on there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back. Right after the news.
The Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.